I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Hamul Casino, San Diego's closest casino. Real close, real friendly, real fun. It's that time, San Diego.
Oh, what time is it? Time to kick it!
Time for Gwen and Chris to help you close out your day.
I guess I've been working so hard, I forgot what it's like to be hard at work.
Time for you to forget about who stole your lunch at work.
This is it! This is it! Right here, right now!
Time for you to lock in on sports. Featuring Tony Gwynn Jr.
Scrape, I gotta ask you about this. One of the bullet points you have in our rundown today is, even if the Padres get to a one-game playoff, would you want them to get crushed? I can't fathom anybody wanting them to get crushed if they get into the playoff.
And Chris Ello.
Scraby did it! He called the exact score of a game before the season ended.
Here's a tears of joy.
I couldn't be more proud, Scraby. I could not be more proud. I was watching...
You've just been making fun of
me. Oh, it's been so fun. It's been so fun to make fun of you.
Gwen and Chris are on the air on 97.3 The Fan.
4:01 as we crawl into hour number two. Coming up sometime in the next 30 minutes, we'll announce the name of today's biggest fan. Stay tuned, and if you hear your name announced, call us back within 10 minutes and you'll be registered for a two-night stay in a Waterview studio at Mission Bay Resort with a $100 activity credit from Action Sports and dinner for two at Covewood. Discover San Diego's Mission Bay Resort, where the best of the Southern California lifestyle is at your fingertips. Sun, sand, and so much more.
All right, then.
All right. So much more.
Chance to get at Mr. Chris Ello. Some Chris versus the Fan. 833-288-0973. In that particular game, you have a chance to qualify for the Las Vegas trip. And if you're not familiar with the Las Vegas trip I'm speaking of, it's a two-night stay at a Westgate Las Vegas Resort and Casino, plus a spa treatment for two at Serenity Spa and a round of golf for two out there in Las Vegas. All right.
Las Vegas.
Yeah, I was going to say, I wasn't going to call him out though.
Las Vegas.
You knew Las Vegas for that.
You knew what I meant.
I love Las Vegas.
Let's just get to it. Let's get to the game.
Yeah.
If you had one shot, one opportunity to take down the human almanac himself.
Howdy do.
Now is your time.
Listen to me, this guy is dangerous.
Now is your opportunity to win a prize.
Well, I hope you know what you're in for.
Chris versus the Fans starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
The rules.
I was going to say, Scraby gave us the rules.
I wasn't sure.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure. I was booking my trip to Las Vegas. You have to make it through three questions. Each question will get more difficult.
If you get
you move on.
Isn't he annoying?
If you get the question wrong and Chris gets right, you're eliminated. But if Chris gets it wrong, then you move on to the next question or win. And I would like to say I'm not annoying, so thank you.
That solves it all. Annoying.
So annoying.
He just keeps repeating it.
All right. Let's get to our first contestant.
Who's that?
Reminder, if you are a first-time player, you must let us know before we get to the first question. Because after we get to the first question, It doesn't matter if you're a first-time player. You have missed your window. So, with that being said, Dan is our first contestant on Hump Day. Dan, welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. How's it going? Happy Hump Day.
Happy Hump Day.
Good luck, Dan.
It's going well. Good luck. First question. What team won the Mountain West in football last season?
Fresno State.
Fresno State for the win. Oh, Fresno State did not win the Mountain West.
What year are we talking about, Scraby? The one that just completed or last year?
No, 2020.
2020 San Jose State.
Oh, I guess I see. But...
Oh, Nevada.
Nevada is not.
No way. Whoa. I said San Jose State.
He was responding
to
Dan's
second answer.
Is correct. So sorry,
San Jose
Dan.
State
sorry, Dan.
Did actually surprise everybody and win the Mountain West
conference
last year. Dan, thanks for competing. We go to our next contestant. Nick, happy Hump Day to you. Welcome to the show.
What's up, Scraby?
What's up, Nick?
Here we go. First question.
This is my first time playing the game.
Oh, he got it in just in time.
He's in.
On to question number two.
Very good.
Gracious, guys. Thank you.
Rashad Penny's brother, Elijah, currently plays for what NFL team?
Ooh, Elijah Penny. I'm going to say the New York Jets.
The New York Jets. That is incorrect. Ello.
Stay there.
For the steal.
Stay there. I think he was thinking of Elijah Moore. Maybe that's why he gets the Jets. I don't know. I have no idea where Elijah Penny plays for. Buffalo.
Buffalo!
Wow.
It is in New York, just not Buffalo.
Oh.
New York Giants.
The New York Football Giants. Yes.
That would have been ridiculous.
So, Nick, you survive. You're into round number three with a chance to qualify for that Vegas trip. Here we go.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, what?
This is a two-umer.
What Texas stadium has hosted four Final Fours?
Texas Stadium. I'm going to say Cowboys Stadium.
The Cowboys Stadium. Jerry's World, as they like to call it. That, my friend, is incorrect. Ello for the steal.
Well, if it's not Dallas, I don't think there's a place in Houston.
What Texas Stadium has hosted four Final Fours?
Alamo Dome.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
That is correct.
That's
right,
Nick.
It was kind of a process of elimination.
Sorry about that, buddy.
To be honest with you.
Hang with him, Nick. We're on to the next contestant.
Tony trying to throw me off there with a little, is that your final answer?
Yeah.
Tricky.
Killian, welcome to the show.
What's going on, fellas?
How's it going, Killian?
Just getting through this Hump Day. Here we go. Go, what you got?
I'm a first-time player.
I knew it was coming.
First-time player.
All right.
Here we go. First question.
Don't get a first question.
Excuse me. Second question.
Yeah.
What college football team has played in the most Holiday Bowls?
Cal.
I was timing it up with the music.
That is incorrect, Chris.
Lays on the buzzer. Well, they played in like the first 10 or 11 of them, so I think they probably still have it. BYU.
Brigham Young University.
Man.
I hate that it's them. Sorry about that, Killian. I hate having a correct answer be BYU unless it's, what is the worst something? Then I don't mind.
Their women's soccer team just went to the finals. Lost to Florida State.
In PKs.
That's a heck of a way to lose.
Wow.
All right, we move to our next. Shut up, Scraby. We move to our next contestant, Steve. Steve, welcome to the show. Happy Hump Day.
Steve is number five.
All right, Steve, here we go. First, are you a first-time caller?
No, I'm not.
He's not. All right, here we go. First question. What NFL team does former Aztec Damonte Kazee play for right now?
Oh, no. I'll say the Rams.
The Rams. They do have everybody that's ever played football on their team.
They still can't win.
They don't have Damonte Kazee, though.
Kazee. Damonte Kazee. Great cornerback for the Aztecs. Starred for the Atlanta Falcons, but no longer plays there. I believe he's in Dallas now.
Cowboys.
That oh, man. Chris is a good one
correct.
Today.
Chris Sorry, is on one tonight. We move to our next contestant, Evan. Evan, welcome to the show.
I got to re-up the phone lines.
Hi, Evan.
Hey, fellas. Hey, Chris, wanted to wish you congratulations once again on your five-year anniversary.
I appreciate you
sharing that with everybody. That's awesome.
Oh, thank you very much, Evan. I appreciate that.
Good stuff, Evan. Here we go. First question.
That's very nice of you, Evan, but he's still going to lay on the buzzer if you get
one
wrong.
Not for Evan.
Yes, you will.
Evan's
what,
a quick
veteran
buzzer?
Player and a nice guy.
Give us a sample of what this buzzer is going to sound like.
I can't. Okay. I got to do something with the board.
Okay, that's the sure one. All right, here we go. First question.
That sounded like the passing gas sounder. Oh, gee, I didn't want to hear it.
Child.
Who did Tom Brady replace due to injury at the start of his career?
Drew Bledsoe.
Drew Bledsoe is correct.
Nice job, Evan.
We're on to round number two. What is the official name of events related to horses in the Olympics?
Dressage.
Dressage.
Oh, sorry.
You got the buzzer.
I told you you would lay on that buzzer.
I forgot.
Mr. Ello?
It's a beautiful and lovely equestrian.
Thank you, Evan, for the nice comments. Call back tomorrow.
Yeah, very nice of you, Evan. Thank you.
Oh, I love how Chris has just stripped down all your questions.
Well, this is the last category before, or last contestant before we head into.
Oh, that is so
Chris, you pick your own contestant because I haven't put the new guys in there yet.
I like.
Just give me a line number.
I like line number. Well, let me see. I'm trying to. Joseph's been waiting the longest, so.
Oh, he wanted to help me with my fantasy football team yesterday.
Number two.
Joseph, welcome to the show. Happy hump day.
Joseph, who wins every fantasy football championship he's ever
been involved
in.
Joseph, who do you have on your team this year?
Yeah.
I didn't mean to sound prideful.
No, you're fine.
It's all right. You've won six more championships than Scraby has.
Darn tootin'.
Darn tootin'.
All right, here we go. First question. What USD football player returned a field goal 102 yards for the Jaguars earlier this season?
That was... Dude. I don't know, man. What's that guy's name? Well, just the last name count? I don't know.
I'll give you the last name.
All right. I know his last name is White.
No, his last name is White.
Oh, shoot. Yeah, right?
Hold on.
That is incorrect. Mr. Ello?
Yeah, his last name is not a color. It's Jamal Agnew is his name.
Jamal Agnew.
Sorry, Joseph.
That is correct.
Hey, Joseph, real quick. Who is on your fantasy football team?
Oh, right now?
Yeah.
Well, I have the person you said you weren't going to keep, Dak Prescott.
Okay.
I have T. Higgins, A.J. Brown, Terry McLaurin, Ezekiel Elliott, Antonio Gibson, Dawson Knox, Jalen Waddle, Daryl Henderson.
Jalen Waddle's a good one.
We got two of the same players on our team.
All right.
Good.
All right.
I'm in good company then. It sounds good.
All right, Joseph. I might be
I don't think Scraby's in
year.
That same company,
no.
But, you know.
Most of my
and it's free. I don't charge.
And it's free.
See, he's even putting a
giving
you a
shot. Well, people leave me alone Hold about up. This $12.
We had you set up, basically, yesterday. Figuring that you heard about
Thank
his
you,
$12 a month fee he was giving up.
Yeah, we would have got you $10
we
bucks
got
at
you,
least,
We could
Joseph.
Have got you something, Joseph.
Yeah, we could have at least got you $10
You played
bucks.
Yourself on that one, man.
Yeah.
Oh,
but anyway,
just being
thanks,
a good
Joseph.
Person,
he is a good person. He is a
Congratulations. Good
guy.
You played yourself.
All right, so we got to go to a tiebreaker.
Yes,
Who's our contestant?
Let's go with the longest holding on the line, which would be John.
John, happy hump day.
Hey, how you guys?
Hi, John.
We're doing well, John. Have you familiar with the tiebreaker?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So, Mr. Ello, here is your question.
Okay.
How many regular season RBIs has Corey Seager driven in during his career?
Corey Seager. Plays for the Texas Rangers.
He does now play for the Rangers.
Last I checked. Although he's never worn a Ranger jersey.
He technically doesn't play for
him. He put one
right
on
now.
When he was talking about it.
He did.
Very good. Let me see.
Does that mean Rob Manfred's going to have more drunken moments with him?
Trying to figure out how many years life. Corey Seager's played. It's about 8, about 60 RBIs, about 450.
450. Is it higher or lower?
Higher.
Higher than 450. That is incorrect. Sorry, John.
How many was it?
364.
364. I went a little high on that.
All right. So,
how many years has he played? About I said
I think
eight.
This was obviously his six. He's played at least six.
Six. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So who's our next contestant?
Our next contestant is going to be Ryan in Alpine.
Ryan, all the way out in Alpine. Ryan, welcome to the show.
Hey, Ryan.
Hearing your guys' voices.
Oh, thanks, Ryan.
We love hearing yours too. All right, are you familiar with the tiebreaker?
I'm ready to roll. Let's do it.
Ready to roll. Here we go. Mr. Ello.
How many
regular season innings has Robbie Ray thrown in his 8-year career?
Robbie Ray, 8 years, 200 innings a year would be too many.
Touche.
That'd be 1,600. 100 wouldn't be enough. 800. He's thrown exactly 1,000 innings, believe it or not. No. 1,002-thirds.
Ah.
1,002-thirds. Yeah. All right. Higher or lower?
Oh, geez. Higher.
Higher, he
higher.
Says.
Higher. We got
a winner. We got ourselves a winner.
How many? You're close.
How many is it?
You're
like, really close. 1,035 and 2/3.
1,035
and 2/3.
Stay there, Ryan. I got to get you.
That's
a break.
Good stuff. All right. Great. That was a good day. I mean, I'm sorry, Scraby. You pretty much be working on questions for the next.
I mean, and our
2 days.
Show has moved up by 2 hours tomorrow. I got to get started.
By
now.
The way, for those listening right now, if you want to catch Gwen and Chris tomorrow, you have to tune in a little bit earlier. We will be in from 1 to 5. We'll carry you right up to Thursday Night Football. You don't get just 2 hours with us, though. You get the full 4 slate of Coach and Braden will be headed back east for the bowl game, the Navy bowl game, if I'm not mistaken. Correct?
Yeah, Army-Navy
game. Army-Navy game.
Braden was telling us about the setup that they have.
They're going to get taken care of,
They are
guys.
Going to be a good listen. So when they're at the Radio Row, everybody needs to tune in because I've already seen the guest list and it looks great.
Yeah, it's going to be good. They're coming on from there on Friday.
Yeah, Friday.
And then we're on after them.
All right, let's
get... I asked Coach if I could get on the show Friday, and he said, yes, you can start talking at 3:05.
Oh, wow.
Which is when our show starts.
Yeah.
We've got some Jaguar news for you on the other side. Not often do they make the news solo, but a little turmoil following Urban Meyer-led team. And if you're not careful, you could miss your name in the biggest fan contest. So stay tuned. We'll be back. Gwen and Chris, here's traffic.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot?
Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
All right, welcome back to the program. 4:23 is the time. Chris Ella, Tony Gwynn Jr., Matt Scraby, Odyssey Palace Studio, San Diego, California. Still to come on the program, the Big Five. Also, Daily Gambit. And kicking off our happy hour this evening at 6 o'clock with Rate the Radio Call. Another batch of good and not so good calls from football, basketball games around the country over the past week that Scraby has put together for us to enjoy. Got a quick couple of notes here before we get to this Jacksonville Jaguars story. Do you want the good or the bad?
Start with the bad.
I want to start with the bad. All right. This is why I can't stand Mel Kiper Jr.
Oh, what'd Mel do today?
The NFL, ESPN, I know more about the draft than anybody on this planet guy, has rated Matt Araiza as only the sixth best
punter,
kicker slash punter in the nation heading into the draft. And he has three punters ahead of him.
Okay, that was going to be my next question.
Right.
Is
number one kicker is a guy from Penn State who is a punter, Jordan Stout. Ryan Wright from Tulane is also ahead of Matt Araiza, as is Jake Camarda from Georgia. Now, he's the only one that I'll see punt because I'll watch Georgia play in the playoff games. But in all of his, you know, glory, Mel Kiper Jr. only says Matt Araiza is the fourth best punter in the nation. Now let's get to the good news.
Give us
ESPN's
the good news.
Mark Schlabach. Scraby, help me.
Can't.
I
think it's Schlabach, yeah.
Schlabach, something like that. Came out with his ESPN first team All-Americans today. And guess who the punter was?
Matt Araiza.
That's right, Mel Kiper Jr. The punter was Matt Araiza. So congratulations to Matt Araiza. He makes first-team All-American, according to ESPN today. Good for him.
Good for Matt.
That is a big honor.
That's a huge honor. Well-deserved.
It really should have been a no-brainer.
Of course it's a no-brainer. He led the nation in punting. He had the most punts inside the 20-yard line. He had all the 80-yard punts and the 70-yard punts and the 60-yard punts. But never is it good enough for Mel Kiper Jr., who has to choose somebody from a Power 5 conference school to beat him out.
Did you say, though? Sorry, go ahead.
Mel has a tendency to get under your skin a little bit.
Well, he's like so annoying. I mean, it's just his self-aggrandizing tone, which is, hey, look at me. I know more than any of you.
Well, that's what he's paid for, so.
Mel, it's annoying. Can't deal with
at least
Mel
I have
Kiper
reasons
Jr.
for my dislike of people.
Do you, though?
Yeah.
Do you have good
reasons?
You got
better reasons than I do?
Yeah.
You can't tell me that I'm the only one out there who thinks that Mel Kiper Jr. is just an over-officious, annoying pain in the you-know-what.
Oh, my gosh. I don't think that.
I didn't say you did. I think a lot of people do, though.
Do they?
Oh, yeah. I think Mel Kiper presents himself with that kind of attitude, that, and he doesn't think his...
Okay.
Yeah. And I'm not a big fan of people like that in general, Mel Kiper included. Anyway, I hope Matt Araiza proves me right and Mel Kiper Jr. wrong.
Didn't you say something about, like, you read that Matt Araiza may not be a good NFL puncher because he didn't have hang time?
I did not read that anywhere. I said that there might be some people who think that he doesn't have enough hang time to be a great NFL punter. That's what I said.
Yeah, Scraby.
Okay.
Take that.
It was just a conversation for you and I to have off air that was supposed to stay
off air. Pretty sure you said that on air. That,
I didn't.
Because I don't listen off air.
You don't listen on air either.
So you, now you we're stuck in a predicament.
You walked right into that one right there.
Tony, what is the thing with the Jaguars that you wanted
to... So, Trevor Lawrence is seems like he's starting to flex his muscle a little bit and recognizing
already,
he is the quarterback for this franchise moving forward. He feels like James Robinson needs to be in the game. Now, the issue takes place because... James Robinson put the ball on the ground, meaning he fumbled. He was replaced for 16 consecutive plays, one time in a game and in another game after putting the ball down. He was basically held out for 20 consecutive plays. And the Jaguars aren't a very good team as it is. Robinson is one of their best players.
One of their only good players.
Right. And so I think Trevor Lawrence is making the point that he needs to be on the field. Now, the confusion comes in because Carlos Hyde, who is his backup, also put the ball on the ground and was not taken out of the game. Mm. He was allowed to stay. And so Urban Meyer was asked about it. He said, you take yourself out of the game when you know you put the
when
ball
you fumble?
When you fumble.
I see.
And so he really didn't have an answer for Carlos Hyde and the reason why he wasn't taken out of the game. But he did say ultimately that is left up to the position coaches. It is not his deal.
I
feel like we hear that answer from him.
Yeah, it's a very convenient excuse for head coaches to make. I'll tell you one thing. I'm not a big fan of automatically removing a player for making a mistake unless they carelessly fumble.
Right.
I mean, if it's a careless fumble, then I can see you're making a point by taking him out of the game. You're holding on to the football, and the guy makes a great play and knocks it loose. I'm not a fan of taking you out of the game unless you're also a fan of telling the offensive coordinator if he chooses a play that doesn't work, you now cannot call plays for the next 20 plays. You know what I'm saying? I just think it's silly, and I don't think it's a good way to get your message across. So, but I'm not surprised that Urban Meyer is employing that strategy. Not a whole lot that he has tried this year has worked.
He's also dumping a lot of the problems on his coordinators, and
that's a convenient excuse that he's not alone in making.
No, he isn't.
No, Joe Judge has already fired someone this year.
Carolina fired a coordinator the other day.
Yeah, I think there's some other firings that happened.
Yeah, it happens all over the league. Real quick, we got to get Gary Gwynn, and I say Gwynn, it's not spelled that way. It's N-G-U. Y-E-N.
Oh, I think it's Nguyen.
You think it's
Nguyen?
I think it's
I had a friend in college
Nguyen.
With the same spelling. I believe it's Nguyen.
Nguyen. Yes. Gary Nguyen or Gwynn. N-G-U-Y-E-N. Gary, that's our best shot at it. Anyway, you are the our fan of the day here on 97.3 The Fan. Gary Nguyen of San Diego. You have 10 minutes to call this number, 833-288-0973. If you call us back in the 10-minute span, you'll be registered for a two-night stay in a Waterview studio at Mission Bay Resort with a $100 activity credit from Action Sports. And you'll also get dinner for two at Covewood. That's Gary Nguyen, N-G-U-Y-E-N. Gary, you have 10 minutes to call starting now at 833-288-0973.
Philip Rivers' birthday today.
Happy birthday, Philip Rivers.
We're going to reminisce.
How old
the Big
do you
Five.
Think he is?
Oh, they had a great clip of him, one of his last touchdowns as a Charger against, ironically, the Jaguars.
Yeah, yeah, I know which one you're talking about.
I will not leave your ear.
Philip Rivers.
Talking trash the whole way down. Yeah. It was pretty
he funny. Is a young, young man.
I'll get your guys' favorite Philip moment in the Big Five.
40 years old today,
yep.
And the Big Five with Philip Rivers in it next on 97.3 The Fan.
4:38 on the clock. Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Sullivan, Scraby. Pick five headed your way. Scraby had a good bet. Was that yesterday you had the good big five?
No, it couldn't have been.
No, because it carried over.
It couldn't have been.
Scraby had a good one?
I mean, one of these days this week, you had a pretty good big five.
Well, yesterday was actually the only day we've done the big five.
So it must have been yesterday.
Must have been yesterday then, Scraby.
How does it feel like we're at the end of the week?
Is there any way you're going to have back-to-back?
No.
Anyway.
By the way, I
got some good topics today.
I have to run out to the soiree tonight, so this is not an easy segment for me. I just went and changed clothes. But as Tony and I both agreed spectacularly, 100%, not putting my belt on until I arrive. Am I in the minority out there? Are we in the minority, I should say, because Tony doesn't like belts either. But some people wear belts even with blue jeans and stuff, and I just don't understand why you wear a belt if you don't have to wear a belt.
Generally speaking, I was taught that if you have the loops, you put the belt on. Have the belt loops.
Well, then I should never wear jeans. Because I don't ever wear a belt with jeans.
If you don't wear jeans, then you won't have to worry about the belt loop. But
I just cannot stand belts. I think I think some psycho, crazy human being invented those 200 years ago just to torture men.
This is a weird take.
I don't think so, man. How much I hate a belt. I will carry it with me to where I'm going up to Valley View tonight. They're having a little client thing. So I have to duck out a little early, and I appreciate you guys taking care of things.
What?
But
kidding.
You didn't know that.
I'm just kidding.
But yeah, I'll put the belt on when I arrive. I can't drive
in the middle of the party while you're enjoying a shrimp cocktail.
Maybe if I could wait that long, I would.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes belts can be uncomfortable, you know, and you got a little belly.
Especially around the holidays.
Yeah, belts aren't all that comfortable.
Well, then Santa wears a belt. I mean, don't you?
Have
think
you seen the way his belt kind of
hangs onto the bottom?
Right.
It's a little bit loose too.
I know it does the job. You want to know what I hate?
Belts, apparently.
At the top of the list.
Apparently, Chris hates
all
belts.
Right, before we get to traffic, before we get to the big five, here's traffic.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time to embark on a twisting and turning journey through sports. A strange journey.
What can I do? How can I reverse this?
Sit back, relax. Yeah, and ignore that last part if you're driving. Always have your hands at 10 and 2 with 97.3 on your radio. Gwynn and Chris go through the best of the rest of the day. The Big Five starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
And the Big Five is brought to you by Penske Lincoln in La Mesa. Good looks, elegance, sophistication. That's what it's like to drive a Lincoln. And Penske Lincoln in La Mesa makes it uncomplicated and easy. Penske Lincoln, 8850 Grossmont Boulevard. Also want to shout out Gary, our guy, our biggest fan. He called in, so he is qualified for
And how
was
his name pronounced?
Win.
Win. Okay, yes. so you were right, Scraby. Sorry about that, Gary, but congratulations for being our biggest fan today. Well done.
Yes, absolutely. We will have another one for you tomorrow. At the same time frame. Not the same exact time, but time frame.
Number five.
Sports Illustrated has put out their Sports Person of the Year. They announced that today.
Hang on, can I guess?
Yeah.
Because
okay.
I don't even have any idea who
you have
it
no
would
idea.
Be.
All right.
No, I don't.
Tony's looking at the doc, so I think he already knows.
Oh, so
what's
he this? Knows.
The Sports Person of the Year?
Sports Person of the Year.
Oh, I'm looking at the doc now.
Oh.
All right.
Well,
let's
Chris
see.
Is going to guess.
I'm going to take a guess. How about Brady again?
Yeah, I mean, it was pretty obvious.
I don't know. Was it?
Yes, you got okay. it right.
Brady Hoke?
Yeah,
Tom Brady.
I can't with you.
And you say Tom Brady like he did it last year.
He's never been.
No, he has been, but it was 2005 was his last time.
2005
as the Sports Person of the Year. As I said, it's the second time he's won the award. Sports Illustrated basically said in a really, really long article that Tom Brady doing what he's doing in his 40s is so incredible, they couldn't look in a different direction. So, Tony, do you think Tom Brady is a worthy winner?
Yes, he is. He's old as hell, and he's still playing like he's young, and it doesn't seem like he's slowing down at all.
No. He,
so much so that he's leading the league in touchdowns
and yards
right now. Mm-hmm. He's doing it with a different team, a new set of bodies, but the same result. And so, I don't want to say I've hated on Tom for a long time, but because he played for the Patriots, I just did not want him to root for him. But now I want to root for him. And he's playing with the Bucks, and he's still doing it. And I think he is more than deserving of Sportsman of the Year.
All right, Chris, what do you think?
Yeah, I'll be honest with you. I'm trying to think of some other good candidates. Novak Djokovic in tennis could have been a great candidate for that, but he didn't quite win the Grand Slam. He lost the final match of the U.S. Open. But, no, I go Brady here. There was nobody in golf that had a completely dominating year.
No. Colin Morikawa.
All right. In baseball, you would have had to go with Eddie Rosario, and I don't think that would fit.
Nope.
I think Giannis probably was close for what he did leading the Bucks, but no, this is Brady's award again. And you know, look, I thought he was out of my hair, you know, out of the division. All he did was throw for 5 touchdowns against the Dolphins this year while playing with the Buccaneers. I mean, this guy is just, he's timeless. And it's absolutely, even if, like you said, Tony, even if you've never been a Brady fan, and I never have been because he's, you know, on the team I root against, but if you're any kind of follower of sports, you have to appreciate what he continues to do. Even if you don't like it, you have to appreciate it. It's remarkable that he's not just playing in the NFL and not just good, he's still probably the best player in the NFL.
Mm.
Come on now. Mm. What is he, 42?
44?
Who?
Tom, Brady? Is he 45?
I think he's 45.
45?
No, he's 44.
44? 43?
I think he was 43 last year, so I think he's
last year.
I think he's 44 this year.
He is 44.
Yeah,
turned 45 on August 3rd.
Just turned 44 a couple months ago.
Yes,
he's remarkable. Yes, I don't know what else you can say. Even if you don't like him, you gotta give him his due.
Number four.
We officially learned the name of the new Aztec Stadium. We briefly talked about it yesterday, but Qualcomm has agreed to keep their name in the stadium game here in San Diego, and the stadium is going to officially be called Snapdragon Stadium. And that should probably be familiar to you, because they named Qualcomm Snapdragon Stadium like one time for a game. Like they had a special promotion and they changed it for one game.
Not familiar to me.
But the really?
No, not familiar to me.
Don't
though.
Remember that.
Don't recall that.
All right. Well, Qualcomm signed on for 15 years and $45 million.
Good.
To name it Snapdragon Stadium. Chris, do we like this name?
Maybe they can pay me a little more now at San Diego State to broadcast the women's basketball game.
Very true.
All that money they got coming in.
They got the money now.
I'm going to ask for a raise.
What's 15 divided by 45? Is it 3?
Yes.
So $3 million a year.
I don't know if that's a good or a bad deal. I'm just glad
I think it's a good deal.
Somebody signed up. I mean, and it does seem like a pretty good deal, although, you know, how many huge, high-profile national television games are the Aztecs going to play?
Every week.
And I don't know, CBS Sports Network isn't necessarily what I was referring to. But yeah, it's great. Anything to support, you know, the cause.
I read in the article that it's a great deal for SDCCU because in the last year of Qualcomm, or SDCCU Stadium, I should say, they paid $500,000. So this is a, you know, major upgrade for the Aztecs. But Snapdragon Stadium.
Well, I mean, look at the stadiums.
It looks nice.
Right. I mean,
it looks nice.
It's going to be nice. It's going to be very nice.
And you like the name?
It's going to have to grow on me.
Really?
I mean,
not as much as the Laker one?
No, not as much as Crypto.com. Actually, you know, they're probably going to grow on me the same. It's not that I hate it. It's just, you know, Snapdragon Stadium. Is that what it's...
Yep.
Yeah, it just doesn't flow yet.
I think it sounds cool.
Snapdragon Stadium. Here down here at Snapdragon Stadium.
Coming live from Snapdragon Stadium.
it doesn't have to ring yet, but I'm sure the more I hear it, the more I'll...
I'm going to head down to the Snappy.
The most important part is the school is getting some bread for this name. So
yes, that's right.
Yes, they are.
And I'm going to ask for a raise.
I'm all for that.
Did you forget your name? Let's go! Little chilly.
And right out.
It's about 50-something. It's like a fall night down there in the south. Perfect. Why you play right here? Why you play? Play 20 of them for this one right here.
How many you throw for? How many touches you got?
Just two.
That's it. I need two more on my fantasy, dog. Come on.
Yeah, baby. Yeah. That's a good
one. All right, that was Philip Rivers. And if you want to go see the rest of that video, it's posted on Twitter at NFL Throwback. So it was just I got lost in the 2 minutes and 48 seconds. Philip Rivers is a very entertaining
person
to watch. He's
awesome.
I don't care if you like him or not. You have an opinion about him. And my opinion is strong that he is a good guy because I've met him before. So, Tony, it's his 40th birthday today. And I found myself in that wormhole on YouTube. And it got me thinking, and I want to know what your favorite Philip Rivers memory is.
First of all, happy 40th birthday to...
Happy birthday, Phil!
To Forever San Diego's, I think, favorite quarterback.
Yeah.
I'm a big Philip Rivers fan. I love the fact that he's now paying it forward to the high schoolers now as a coach. My moment for Philip is still when he had the torn knee in Indianapolis, that playoff game, and they go in and they get the win. I mean, he literally played that game on one leg, as we found out later, and led that team to a big victory. From that point on, you couldn't tell me anything about Philip. And he continued to show that throughout the rest of his career, that toughness and that grit. That's my favorite moment of Philip.
Chris, what is your favorite Philip Rivers moment?
It's going to have to be Sunday, January 13th, 2008.
Okay. I remember this day.
Yes, you do, because it's the same day Tony just talked about. just a phenomenal performance that he turned in to beat the Colts on a broken leg or a torn up knee, whatever it was. Rallying the Chargers a couple of different times in that football game. They were down at halftime. Came back in the third quarter, then they fell behind again in the fourth quarter twice. He brought them back. I mean, you look at that game, Rivers made the passes. It was actually, I'm looking at the box score now, Billy Volek had to come in and rush in for the go-ahead touchdown with 5 minutes to go in the game. I don't remember exactly what the circumstances were surrounding that, but I remember Rivers throwing some absolute dimes.
Dimes, yeah.
Dimes!
Yeah, yes,
he threw one to Chris Chambers that fell out of the sky.
It was like a pillow, right?
In between three different defenders who's running down the sideline, I can picture right now. Rivers had some of the great accuracy of all time.
He did.
He really, truly did, even with that funky throwing motion. I think that was his highlight moment, the game at Indy that he won, you know, in the playoff. And, you know, the other thing I want to mention is that as a reporter, Philip Rivers was aces to deal with. Absolutely aces, straight up. If he was a little mad at you, he'd tell you. But no, I'm just saying he was honest and straight up.
Yeah,
I mean, he gave you the time of day, made time. He understood that he was the quarterback and never looked like he wasn't enjoying the experience. And, you know, like I said, I had a great, great experience around Philip Rivers.
He even sat with me during a dinner one time and was very nice. And Philip and I became best friends. And so...
Well, want to call him and wish him happy birthday if you're a decent guy.
He couldn't come on today. I texted him.
If you're a decent guy,
I'm getting a suggestion for the stadium nickname, which would be from @BrutusFan619. @MattScraby, we'll call it the Dragon. I like that. Going down to the Dragon.
Going to the Dragon.
You like that?
Nickname the Dragon? I can get down with that.
@JacobBruh for the Sports Person of the Year. How about Shohei Ohtani? That's pretty big.
Probably would have beat out Edward Rosario.
Wait, what was that?
For instead of Tom Brady, Shohei Ohtani. Sports Person of the Year.
Nah. It's Tom.
Your love for Tom Brady is...
Your hate for Tom Brady is ridiculous.
Well, you know, never ending.
Cheating follows him wherever he goes.
Oh,
okay?
My God.
Number two.
The Texans are trying to get out of
with this guy.
Texans are trying... It's true, though. Texans are trying to get out of the hole they are in, but it's going to be a little worse before it gets
better.
He's
the most... If what you say is true, he's the most prosperous cheater of all time.
In August 2020, the Texans signed the 2020 NFL tackles leader Zach Cunningham to a four-year contract extension worth $58 million. Then today they waived him, and for next season they're going to have to pay the price. They're going to have to pay $12.8 million in dead cap, which means that it counts towards next season's salary cap. Head coach David Culley said, quote, "We have standards. I didn't feel like those standards were being met consistently. It wasn't tough at all to waive Cunningham. It's about the team. It's not about one individual player." Chris, does a move like this set a tone for the Texans, or is it just something that happened?
No, I think it's a good move. I think if you're a franchise that's struggling to find yourself, you have to make that not only to make the statement that the team matters more, but you have to show that the team matters more. So I think it's a good move. If I was on the cusp of the Super Bowl, then, you know, by cutting him loose, I could be hurting the team. Mm. Whereas right now, we're just trying to develop the right framework of a team. So I think it's a solid move.
Yeah, so much, especially in a game of football, is about setting a tone, setting a standard. And when your team has been, you know, woefully bad for some time, sometimes you have to make a decision like this to kind of catch everybody's attention. A guy who, you know, was making probably one of the higher salaries in this roster is just cut like that a year after signing an extension. So it does seem to send a message. And if you're David Culley, this is the type of attention you want to have from your players, and let them know it doesn't matter who you are. You can go.
I appreciate the Texans for doing this, even though they knew that this was going to count for almost $13 million on their salary.
That's the
cap.
Message in itself, right? Is that this hurts them financially, yet we find it important to make this move.
Number one.
The Heisman Trophy is going to be given away on Saturday, if anyone didn't know, which would be me until I looked it up today. But we talked about the nominees the other day, which are Bryce Young of Alabama, Aiden Hutchinson of Michigan, Kenny Pickett of Pitt, and C.J. Stroud of Ohio State. Tony, is it time to spruce up the Heisman Trophy?
I don't know that it's time to spruce it up. I think the players are the ones that spruce it up. And other than Bryce Young, there just hasn't been these eye-catching, you know, moments in college football like we're used to seeing. I think it's just one of those years this season.
Chris?
Highlight of the college football season was Matt Ariza's 82-yard punt. He should win the Heisman.
I don't know why he's not nominated. I mean, it's pretty crazy.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, the Heisman has kind of been dragged down a little bit just over time.
All right. That's it for the Big Five.
All right.
When we come back, Tony and I taking over.
5 o'clock hour on the way. Stay tuned.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.